I'm so excited to welcome to the KPLU studios one of the greatest pianists in the world, probably most famous for his hit version of The In Crowd, renowned for his skill not just as a pianist, but also a composer and band leader. Please welcome Mr. Ramsey Lewis. Ramsey Lewis, live in the studios at KPLU. And it's wonderful to hear you play solo here this afternoon, but you're probably best known for your work in a trio format. And I'm thinking specifically of a big hit you had in the mid-60s, live at the Bohemian Caverns in Washington, D.C., The In Crowd. How did that come about? It was a Dobie Gray song that had come out maybe a couple years earlier.
I hadn't heard the song. And some friends of ours, We were driving somewhere, and the song came on the radio by the McCoys. Mm-hmm. And Edwina, she turned, we were sitting in the back, she says, Ramsey, you should record that song. You know, and the McCoys, hang on, Sloopy, Sloopy. I said, maybe not. and she said, well, there's some other songs that you should. What about the In Crowd? That would be great. I had not heard that one either. So I heard that, and I said, ah, we can do that.
You can do something with
it.
It
was the last song to be on the album. We had the whole album, and we had gotten in the habit. That was the 17th album, The In Crowd. The last, from 12 through 17, we got in the habit of putting what we call a fun song. You know, here's Duke Ellington, here's Thelonious Monk, here's an original, here's the blues, here's seriousness. Mm-hmm. But, you know, let's lighten up a little bit. So we did Hang On Sloopy, we did The Wade in the Water, and somebody said The In Crowd. We rehearsed it on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We recorded it. And for us, it was like a little dish at the end of dinner. You know, here's dinner, here's this little dish. And they put the album out. And the album started selling. I'll never forget. I was playing Detroit, Michigan at the Minor Key, a coffee house. And I got a call from the record company saying, we think you guys got a hit. Really? Wow, a hit? You know, what? A hit? Yeah. That song, The In Crowd, yeah, people are coming in stores, they're buying the album like it's a single record. So that's how it happened. In most music, but especially serious music, you can't plan a hit. You can't pick a song and say, this is going to be our next hit, and this is going to be the next hit. You know, you just have to put your all into everything you do and let people decide, well, we like that one. That's how that happened.
Now, you had already been a pretty important name in jazz, as you said, 17 albums in, but that really put you on the map for people who maybe weren't jazz fans, but just heard that song and said, I got to have some Ramsey Lewis. What was that like for you to have a brand new audience?
Well, it was unusual because you're right. There's two sides to that coin. We were the darlings of this new group, the Ramsey Lewis Trio of the jazz paparazzi, the jazz police.
Right.
Until the big hit. When the hit came along and we started appearing on the pop chart and the R&B chart and the rock and roll chart, all the charts, then the jazz people are like, oh. Now, this is the 17th album, right?
We're
kind of moving along here. But on the other hand, The upside of that, which is the most important side, of course, the positive side, we did get people to say, you know, I didn't know if I really liked jazz or not, but this has turned me on to the music, and now I'm going to buy other jazz artists. So I feel good about that.
We would love to hear another song, a little solo acoustic piano for us. What do you got next?
I don't know until I touch the piano.
All right, we'll see what he's got. Ramsey Lewis, live on KPLU.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
That was John Coltrane piece entitled Dear Lord.
Now, certainly on both keyboards, acoustic and electric, you have an amazing ability to bring a lot of soul feeling. You can really get funky, and it just seems like it comes natural to you. Is it possible to teach soulful playing?
No. Either you got it or you don't. And it has nothing to do with color or ethnicity. It has to do with your own development, your own culture, how you were raised and how you feel about life and how your parents allowed you to find yourself. Sometimes the bumps and knocks are necessary for you to grow up and have a sense of self. And then you pick up an instrument, you have to learn to play the instrument. Now, some young people become very impressed with this sense of self. And they don't know the instrument, really.
Yeah.
But they have this strong feeling, and they learn a few things, or somebody shows them a few things. And this sense of self gets them to a certain point, and they feel that this is what it's all about. But those musicians, those entertainers in all the fields, whether it's rock, pop, jazz, that sustain over the years, are people who have put the time in to learn how to perform, how to play the instrument. If it's piano, what do you do with 88 keys? You know, really, what do you do with it? You stay here all the time? You know, what do you do? If it's a clarinet, no matter what the instrument is, you have to first learn the instrument, learn how to get over the instrument so that you don't have to think about how to play the instrument. You can then allow your experiences and those notes and musics that you've heard throughout your life, you can express them. There's sometimes during our performance, the guys at the end of our concert, they'll come back and say, you know, Ramsey, when you did this and the other, how did you think of that? And I didn't think of it. No, I didn't. While I'm playing, you know, at 77 years old and starting playing when I was 4, there's a lot of music in me. And I started with classical music I still love classical music. And I hear it every day. I hear jazz all the time. I hear pop and rock and gospel. So these songs, these notes, these phrases are in you, and you don't try to remember them. Oh, what did I play last night? Everybody liked that lick last night. What? You know, when I was much younger, you try to remember the licks, those songs that people, standing features. Ovation. Oh, yeah. I'm going to remember that. wrong. You just stay open. Advice, learn your instrument. Advice, if you can't travel, read books, watch travelogues, study other cultures, learn other musics. But first and utmost, learn to play your instrument.
Ramsey, we've got time for one more song.
Oh, okay. Here's a song that for a jazz musician to get his or her credentials, there are certain songs you have to know from time to time. Your senior might say, okay, let's play, and they'll name this song. If you don't know, it's like, why are you even here? And so this is one of the songs that I had to learn early on, and I still like to play it, believe it or not. ¶¶